How you guys doing today? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Today I'll be talking to you about understanding the end of time and what has happened to the church today. The church was once a place where we went to set was moral standards were set for society. I'll be talking and taking a look at that and looking at the scripture truth about where we're at in today's time. But before we get started today, I'll just like to take a second because this was the day that our Creator had brought for us to really come together, fellowship, and keep it. It was supposed to be a day that was kept holy. And it seems that we have gotten away from that. And we, 321, they took Saturday and made it Sunday, bringing us into Catholicism. And that's not where the Bible was from. But to give honor to our Creator today, let's just take one quick second. And I'm pretty much sure all of us need a little quick second to pray, because a lot of times we go throughout our day and we don't even take time out to pray. And let's give honor to God, you know, our Creator. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach you today. We ask for you to bless us and to open our ears to hear the word of God in a day of dark evil, in a day of just dissension period around our world full of violence. And clearly your time coming is come. We can see your time is coming and approaching us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless this show, bless all those out there that are listening to the show today, and that it be fruitful, you know, that it brings the word of God, not my opinion or what I may think, but what you say to the people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask for you to bless all the hearers out there to hear your word in a day where the word of God is very hard to find and almost absent in our world today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So today, people, sitting here just looking at scriptures, I was looking at this, what's going on in our world, because I noticed there's a lot of doctrine going out there today, and there's a lot of doctrine, a lot of people, some people, I don't know which one of you guys would know who don't know what doctrine means, but doctrine simply means teaching. Christ had gave us a foundational teaching, and, you know, what was it to establish his kingdom? You know, the word church was inserted into our Bible. So when Christ's very first message, you go back and look in chapter 4 of Matthew, his very first message after he had been dealing with Satan was the kingdom of God is at hand. And see, when you put the word church in there, you know, in the word out of what it comes, ecclesia cannot be translated into church. Okay, so when you got that word church in there, it means called out. Church does not mean called out one. It means ruler or Lord's house. And see, that's where the Catholic insulate came in, because it became a government agency. Nowadays, people go out and they register the church. You know, it was supposed to be the kingdom of God. So it's supposed to be the building where fellow countrymen come together. And I know a lot of us nowadays do not participate because we're living in an era where the word of God is almost absent altogether. And the Bible tells us about that, tells us about a time that will come, and that's going to be in Amos 8, people. I'm moving a little slow here today, but stick with me. Guarantee you will be blessed in your hearing today. If you're really looking for the Word of God, this is the radio show you want to tune in to, because I'm a Word man, and I don't believe in nothing else. I have problems in my life, like everybody else, but I have never violated the foundational principles on which the kingdom of God has been established. And you see a lot of that going on today. That's like people are saying, you know, I can go over, and I know some women out there think it's a chauvinist thing, but it was something that was established by God, the place and order of his kingdom. And one thing you see a lot of now is a growing number of women preachers. You know, that is what is going on in the world. And it's something, I'll walk over the scripture because I'd rather do that and then just tell you this, and then you guys are listening, and I lose your hearing, because I'm going to give you a book for what I'm talking about. Okay, but let's start off in Amos 8, and I'll go back to what is and what isn't, and how the devil is telling you it's okay, and God told you it wasn't to be done. Okay, Amos 8, we can start at verse 10. I'm going to go to 9. It says, verse 9. 8 and 9, Amos. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day, in those times, in other words, says the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. He's talking about some stuff that is coming. He said, and I will turn my feast, your feast, into mourning, and your songs into lamentation, sorrow. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mount, the morning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. People, hard times are coming. And that's what he's telling us. He's talking about a time we have not entered, but yet this scripture I'm going to use is going to be relevant to what we're talking about and what you're seeing today. But what he's saying, that hard times is coming. Like these guys are telling you, wealth and prosperity and all things are going to be okay. And he's telling you there's going to be a day of trouble that you have never seen before in your life, or nor has there been since there's been a nation. And that's Daniel 12, that I'm actually quoting, paraphrasing. It says, "Behold, the day cometh, says the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord." You hear what he's saying? It says, "The day coming," the day we're living in right now, that is a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread nor of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. Have you noticed everybody's got a word out there all of a sudden? Everybody has a different truth. It's like you have a million voices speaking in the room, but what is the true voice? If your child was crying, you would be able to recognize your child out of the crowd. So where is the true voice of God in a day's time? You know, where is somebody who really understands the word of God instead of preaching you happy? Instead of telling you this day of trouble coming, we're in that time. Okay, and they shall wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro, seek the word of the Lord, and they shall not find it. You see, many of you are church hopping. Many of you looking for somebody who really got the word of God, but he's telling you right here, this is the day you're living in. People are going to wander from coast to coast. And he's telling you this is before his coming. This is where we're at in time. That's why everybody seems to know what they don't know. You know, and only thing I can tell you really in today's time, the only judge and only way we're going to know and even know it's God's word if we were to follow his formula. And many people have gotten away from what was the foundational principles. You know, and they no longer go by the foundation principles. They tell you this way you can be saved. You can make your prayer of confession and tell you all that. But that has have nothing to do with his word. Now, let's look at John 3, because he's talking about there's a day. And I'm talking to your word because I know that many people are going to church and not finding nothing no more. And I was sitting back the other day and I was looking at the gift. He was talking about talent. And what I've seen in talents was that I possess a talent, but I'm not using it like I'm supposed to. God bless me to understand the doctrine of Christ. I understand the foundational principles in the absence of now. But he was talking about how he gave the different men talent. And some he gave five, and they went out and they produced. They were fruitful. They used what God gave, and it made them fruitful. They were able to save other souls. And then there was one, he gave one talent, and he took and just hid his talent altogether. He didn't use it at all. He said he was waiting on the Lord to come, the Lord to instruct him further. How is the Lord going to instruct you further? And he's already endowed you with the power. When he gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost, he gave you the ability to be a witness of his. You had an understanding that most people don't have today. A lot of people don't have the Holy Ghost, so that's why you're coming up with all these different teachings. Because they're not being led by the Spirit, they're being led by their mind. And it says feeding themselves. In other words, they're feeding on their own intellect. There is no Holy Ghost in them. So they begin to teach things that sounds good to their ears, but not teaching the program of God. That's the world we live in today. But here's the problem with this. Why is this? In his first John, is not first John, it's the Gospel of John, chapter 3, 2, and verse 3, and verse 5. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Notice it, be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he can't understand it. He is blind to it, except he be born again. What is this process and procedure he's talking about? He's talking about a new creature, becoming a new creature. He said, and Jesus answered, verse 5, Jesus answered, said, Verily, verily, I said to thee, except a man is born of water in a spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He's not saying he can't enter to the church, as many people are looking to do. He's saying you can't be a part of, you cannot enter into my kingdom. You know, there's a spiritual birth into the kingdom as well as a physical birth. I mean, a physical, coming of his kingdom. Let me back up there. I don't want you guys to get confused. But he says, when he was demanded of the Pharisees. Now, this is chapter 17. And I'm going to give you the formula to what I just read in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. In Luke 17, he said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance. Okay, you ain't going to be looking for it. Neither shall thou say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Notice that. Now, John was talking about being born of water and spirit. Okay, let's look at this. And let's look at Acts 1 and 8. I'm talking about a process and procedure before I can really get into, because this is why there's an absence of the Word of God, because these standards are no longer being followed. They have the book, but they're not using the book. And many of them do not understand the book. There's a lot of people that have gone off the scene, and a lot of us no longer attend church because of the apostasy that's going on. In other words, many have defected from the church or truth and begin to set up their own teaching. So like me, I'd rather sit out here than sit inside a building with some people and we're all going to hell, not learning the Word of God. Okay, what the Word of God said. It's not important what I say. What does the Scripture say? Most times when I have people, whoever have a confrontation with me, they will tell me or something about Scripture, it would be something I said scripturally, and they say, you say it. I did not write the Bible. So a lot of times my sister and them used to be on that, you say it. And I recall back to their mind, I'd say, hey, what did I say? How did I? That's written in the book, okay? And they point the finger at me, so I'm not, I don't want the person to hear my mind. I want you to hear what the Scripture says. Okay. Okay, let's look at this. Okay, let's start at verse 4 in Acts 1. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he says, ye shall hear of me. Okay, therefore truly, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, not many days after. And when they were together, and said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? No, will I at this time restore the church? No, he's talking about a kingdom. That's what's greatly being missed there. Nobody's no longer preaching the message of Christ. He's talking about a coming kingdom. All this corruption we see is going to be swept away when Christ comes back, and he's going to establish this earthly kingdom. First, it's going to be spiritual, and then it's going to be earthly. That's what he's talking about, that which is in you, the kingdom of God. You give birth spiritually first, and now we're waiting the physical arrival. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, many people have gone out preaching and call themselves teaching, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. They have not received the Holy Ghost. They have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, but ye have received, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So this is what they're going to do. They were going to witness what Christ was talking about. Acts 2, verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Notice that it came without observance. It filled the house as a rushing mighty wind. This is the Holy Ghost. It ain't a rushing wind, but this is the Holy Ghost filling the house where they were at. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, as he gave them the ability. It wasn't as they were all filled. So the kingdom of God had given birth on that day, on the day of Pentecost. The kingdom was there now. That was the spiritual kingdom has arrived. Now we're awaiting the natural kingdom to come down on this earth. Okay, so he told me to begin to speak with other tongues. A lot of people think it's a babbling tongue, but listen to the scriptures. Don't get caught off in your mind or in hallucinations. And as the Spirit gave them utterance, ability, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, notice where they were at Jerusalem. They weren't in Rome. They weren't in Europe. They were in the Middle East. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. When this was noise abroad, the multitudes came together and were confounded. Because of what? Because they heard him speaking in a babbling tongue? No, it says because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak it Galilean? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? They were amazed because they were speaking the word of God in their own language. Okay, and I'm going to skip some of this. You can read. This is Acts 2, something for you to read for yourself and be good for your self-study. So don't get caught off in delusion, as they were saying in Isaiah 8 and 16. Let's stop and read there because I'm still headed to where I'm going. But Isaiah 8 and 16, because I want to show you something for you babbling tongue people. It says, bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. See, it stopped at them. That's why he said they were going to be witnesses. There was not going to be a rewrite of the Bible. The disciples were the ones who were going to take this word out, and there was going to be no changes. So when you begin to change stuff now, how is that possible when it all was sealed and bound up with them? It stopped at disciples. It bind up the testimonies and seal the law among my disciples. It stopped at the disciples. There were no more teachings to be added or subtracted. They done it. They done it all. There's no more for us to do but beyond teach the exact word that they were teaching. And he says, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Okay, behold, I, Jesus, this is prophetically speaking, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, talking about Jesus, are for signs and wonders in Israel. What was going on in Jerusalem? They were for that, well, they were signs and wonders. That's what the book of Acts is showing you in Israel. Okay, there's all this stuff of healing people and all this stuff. Now, I don't mess with that. You know, people stand in all this and the Holy Ghost come through and heal them, fix their illness. They be sitting at home and fix you. Nobody has to lay hands and you fall out and fall in and roll it around the floor. Come on, man. That's not what the book is talking about. The stuff that happened when they were doing that, that was in the time of the apostles in Israel. So it was for signs and wonders in Israel. For the Lord of hosts was dwelling in Mount Zion. It says, when they shall say unto you now, seek unto them that have a familiar spirit, a common spirit. You walk around these churches, all this stuff is common amongst the churches now. Supposing it's supposed to be the kingdom of God. Unto wizards, look what they call them, that peep and mutter. Oh, Shabbat, oh, Shabbat, oh, Shabbat. Peep and mutter. The Bible calling these people wizards. Should not a people seek unto their God from the living to the dead? And he says, into the law, into the Old Testament, into the testimony, the New Testament, if they speak not according to this word, is because there is no light in them. There is no knowledge of God in these people. So they're not teaching from the word of God. And it's because there's no knowledge. They don't have no knowledge of God. That's why it tells us the time was coming when there was going to be a famine, you know, in the land, not of bread, not of water, but of hearing, the understanding of the word of God, because people have not been born again. Excuse me, people. They have not been born again. And let's look at this. It says, and this is Acts 2, and this is, excuse me, that it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? People think that means to make the sinner's prayer. Let's see if that's what it means. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, approved of God. Look at this, amen. People be talking about that's God, but the Bible lets you know, amen, approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know, God was working through that man, his son. Okay, and he said, look at this. This is verse 36, Acts 2:36. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, you put to death, both Lord and Christ, and anointed. People, the Lord is supreme in authority, and he is our anointed. He is the Holy Ghost, because you go back, you find out in verse 33, it said, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this power and authority upon you, which you now see and hear. Back to 37, so now when they heard this, now remember 21 said, whoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now they asked, and they were standing right there. They asking for clarification. He said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now then he just tell them, he says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he told them, they asked him, what shall we do? What do you mean? That's what they're asking. What do you mean? He said, then Peter said unto them, repent. You know, turn away from what your religious belief. Turn away from what you think are right. Follow the scriptures. He said, you know, out of your crookedness, all of that. True repentance, scriptural repentance. My mind is deal with scriptural repentance. It's going to be 55:7. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his starts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So repent. Isaiah 55:7 goes hand in hand with that. It says it's because he will abundantly pardon. What are they doing? He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice how that's how you, the application, you're fully submerged in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody standing over you say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for what? For the remission of sins, your lawless actions. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. If you're called by God, you follow this program, this process of procedure. This is what's wrong today. Nobody's going to follow the process of procedure. Then you got those who are baptized in Jesus' name, but then they got all the other foreign teachers that shouldn't be in the kingdom of God. Okay? And this was the same thing that the Gentiles got, because some people say, oh, that was the Jews that day. That's true. But at the same time, the Gentiles had the same thing. They were given the same commandment. And while Peter, this is Acts 10:44, it says, while Peter was yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word, that understood the word. And they of the circumcision which believe were astonished, as many as come with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they heard them and spake with tongues and magnified God. They began to prophesy. They weren't speaking in a foreign tongue. Okay? And they then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry there certain days. But notice, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Many people tell you that's just a process. You don't have to do that. That's not necessary. Well, let's see what the Bible says. Mark 16:16, for you guys who don't believe in baptism in Jesus' name. Okay, and he that believes it, is that he said, and he that believe it, notice his belief is first, that believe it, and is baptized shall be saved. Notice that. But he that believe it not shall be damned. Those who do not believe, Mark 16:16, that is not necessary to be baptized in Jesus' name, is going to be damned. Okay? Let you know, you got to believe that Jesus died for your sins, and then you're baptized in his name. So that is what's gone wrong today in the day of church. You know, you have some who's doing the baptism, but then they're teaching that women preachers are right. And the Bible clearly stated, and I know some of you women out there, oh, it's chauvinist, but the book was put together, like you said, it was all done with the disciples. So how are we going to come along in these times and begin to change the law? Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 33. It says, for God is not the author of confusion. Get that. If there's confusion, believe me, God is not in it. It says, but of peace, as in the churches of the saints. In other words, the king of the saints. The word, like I said, ecclesia, the called out ones of the saints. Okay, but let the woman keep silent in the churches. This is where they people make up all kinds of excuses. But it's to let them keep silent, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. It's not permitted. It's not allowed. But they're commanded to be under obedience, in other words, unto their husband, as says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for the woman to speak in the church. This was not supposed to be done. It says what? Now, this is because we was already having this problem back then because, you know, they women are overstepping their bounds because we do have our rightful place where we belong as men and women. Now, look what it says. It says 1 Corinthians 14, 36 is what? Came the word of God out from you? You know, did you make it or came it to you only? You have some private interpretation? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are what? The commandments of the Lord. Okay? So here it is. He's saying, let them alone. Don't agitate them to overstep the word of God. He's telling you. He said, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. But it's the commandment of the Lord. So when you see all these women springing up and now they pastor this and pastor that and bishop this and prophetess this, that's not God. That's madness. Because they automatically said this is a commandment of the Lord. So that's like the devil who told Eve it was okay to eat that fruit. She'll be enlightened. So how are you going to break the word of God and keep his word? Somebody's tripping. Something's wrong with your thinking. If you think you're going to break the commandment of the Lord and yet fulfill his will, how is that possible? That's contrary to God, period. That whole frame of thinking is messed up. And you got these people out here with the wealth and health preaching, but that's something else I will get into on the next time I get on this radio to enlighten. But it's for us who really are filled with the Holy Ghost to make plain the word of God. It's not for us to go out there and rewrite the Bible. You know, I have three books out, and none of the books are rewrites. It's just simply explaining what was said in the scripture. I don't go and add to that. I simply explain what was not clear to some people when they're reading the Bible. It clarifies what was being said. My first book is The Revival of the Roman Empire, and I had to do a second edition because I got tied up with some other people that were trying to control my book, so I had to put a second edition out there, and a lot of stuff they did wasn't right. But anyway, the first one is The Revival of the Roman Empire. Second edition, and other ones, The Devil Workshop. It walks down what Christ's doctrine really is according to the word of God. And the last one is The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. And that book right there explains where we're at. It talks about ISIS, which is in Habakkuk 1. And I seen that group and I understood what it was and I wrote about that. But I thank you guys for coming out today. I'm trying to commit myself to a Wednesday as well as Saturday, 2 days, because God meant this day. You know, Sunday don't point out to nowhere. It's the Sunday. It's sun, you know, first day of the week. Sabbath is where he told us to worship him. So I'm honoring that day. And Wednesday would be another little time and, you know, make it where you have to call in. It's up to you to call in and see the number and call in and ask your questions and make your statement on Wednesdays. But these are the 2 days I'm trying to do my best to commit to. And it's going to probably be at the same time, 12 o'clock. But you just pay attention to my posting. Click on my following page so when certain things come up, you can see that on my Facebook, because a lot of you guys are from Facebook. And I just thank you guys for coming out to hear me on Revolutionary Gospel News. It's Dr. Joseph Smith. So y'all have a blessed day. And thank you for your attendance. And I should see you on Wednesday. And like I said, it should be about 12 o'clock also. Okay.